All right, so Reed Sheppard, playing on the Rockets Summer League team, he sat down with, you remember Udonis Haslem, former NBA big man?
Isn't he still playing for the Heat?
Not playing for the Heat, not in search of another ring, but Reed Sheppard is. Udonis Haslem asked Reed Sheppard a pretty good question, and I think Reed's answer was even better than the question.
What are you looking to add to that team? That if it's a night where it's not your night, it's Kevin's night, it's Van Fleet night, it's this guy's night, what are you looking to add to make sure, hey, I'm still in rotation, I'm still going to help us win this basketball game, and I'm going to prove that to the coaching staff?
Yeah, for sure. I think the biggest thing this summer was getting in the weight room and defensively, just working on defense. Like, we had probably a 2 to 3 week stretch. I was just, my workouts were straight defense. Like,
I love that.
I wasn't touching the basketball the first 40 minutes. It wasn't very fun, but, you know, some things, we got it done. So, like, just working on that stuff, you know, still getting up shots and ball handling and all that, but really just working on being stronger and getting more physical.
Love that from Reed Sheppard. Not even touching the basketball, man, just working on straight D. You know what I also love is Reed Sheppard and everybody else that has asked about their offseason so far acts like their offseason's been going on for like 2 months. It feels like the offseason in the NBA has been about 2.5 weeks. Reed Sheppard putting in that work, man. That's been one of the questions. What do you expect from a guy who the Rockets deemed untouchable this offseason in their dealing for Kevin Durant or anybody? They said, no, you want Reed Sheppard? We're not talking to you people anymore.
All right? How about no?
Come at us with somebody else. How about Jabari Smith? They said no.
How about
you. No? Come at us for somebody else. Jalen Green? Yeah, sure. Would you like some brand new basketballs? Dylan Brooks? Yes, absolutely. We need to get rid of cap space. So
I'm
please.
Hip. I'm cool. I'm with it.
We want 5 draft picks. And the Rockets said, you'll take 5 2s and like it, bitches. And the Phoenix Sun says, oh, yes, of course. Thank you. Maybe we have another. And it's worked out great so far for the Rockets. But the untouchable thing, Shams Charania, who is been all over every bit of NBA news for the last, I don't know, it seems like forever, certainly the last 2 years since Woj called it quits, sat down with Reed Sheppard and asked him what it meant to Reed for them to make him an untouchable player this offseason.
This offseason, teams inquire with the Rockets, ask about you. The Suns, I was told, asked about you. You were made untouchable in those conversations. So what do you feel when you hear that? What kind of motivation does it give you? How do you feel just about where you stand right now?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. You know, for me, this is my first year dealing with all the offseason, the trades. So it's kind of crazy seeing all of it go down. But like you said, hearing some of that stuff is pretty cool. It gives me a lot of confidence just going into the gym, continue to work on everything I've been working on this summer, just getting better and just really looking forward to the season and trying to help as much way as I can.
I think Reed Sheppard was ever really worried about getting dealt by the Rockets, ever.
How about now?
Like somebody that they took 3 overall, like what little they had to see from him in college. They already knew he's a badass shooter.
They literally took him with the 3rd overall pick. They love the fact that the guy can shoot the way he shoots. And what was the thing the Rockets couldn't do last year? Yeah, they were never trading him. Same as they weren't trading Jabari Smith. Another big stretch 4. They weren't trading him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. But it's got to be really cool for, you know, all of that to be out there. Like, that's the narrative around you is like they are not trading this guy. They love this guy. And it's got to make you feel awesome. Dude's putting in the work, man. I thought, you know, going back to that first cut when he was talking about just, you know, dude, for first 40 minutes of workouts for 2 or 3 weeks, he's just balling on defense, not even touching the basketball. Now, he doesn't necessarily like that, but he understands the work that he needs to put in. That should tell you something. He said defense, that was clear. And then 2, he's got to have an NBA body for coming into the 25-26 season for the Rockets. Had to put on some weight, had to put on some muscle. And all I could think of is hearing that from him is, why the hell could we not ever just get that? Have that be the end result from Cam Whitmore. You know, I don't get it. But again, that is a 3rd overall pick speaking, and Reed Sheppard, who comes from like basketball country, is a former Wildcat out of Kentucky, to, you know, Cam Whitmore, who for, you know, 20, 21 years old, whatever he's going to be now later on this year, just, you know, has not been able to just have it click and get that yet.
I think it goes to something that our old buddy Basketball Spo had said last week. There's a reason why Cam Whitmore fell in the draft as far as he did. And then there's a reason why when it was time to trade him, nobody offered a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with his talent.
No, it's the immaturity, which is wild to me. I don't understand it. It's just, it's one of those things that just boggles the mind. You don't, and maybe there was, at the end of the day, nothing he could have done about the situation by the time the Rockets, you know, were really serious about Kevin Durant and they got him here. Like, his bed was probably already made. And I think that was probably closer to the case. It's probably been made for a good, I don't know, 4 to 6 months. And the lack of playing time is probably evidence of that.